Joining us now is 38-year-old Tom Waugh. He has a particularly aggressive form of brain cancer. The prognosis when he was diagnosed was for less than a year. He has beaten the odds and joins us now to talk about that. And Tom Waugh, welcome to the program. You were diagnosed a year ago, September?
That's correct, September 5.
And basically the prognosis was not good.
Well, I think it's a glioblastoma, and generally I think that, I think maybe even 10 years ago, I think they would just sort of send people home and tell them to, you know, get their affairs in order. Thankfully that was not the case with me.
When you found out what the average prognosis is, 6 to 9 months,
mm-hmm.
initially did you feel, what, despair, or did you feel, I'm going to beat this no matter what? What went through your mind?
Well, initially, complete despair. all this was so sudden. I mean, I was completely healthy, and then had a sort of minor seizure in the middle of the night, and within 48 hours of that, I'd received, you know, I was told, I had to be rushed in for brain surgery, and my, you know, best case scenario, I come out of brain surgery and hopefully can walk and talk, and then I'm going to have to do radiation and chemo for a year, and I just thought, oh my God, you know, this just, it was unthinkable. I mean, so initially, it was, it was just like the worst possible thing you can imagine.
And then did you say, no, I'm not going to accept this, I'm going to try to fight it and beat it?
You know, my wife and I, we cried and we talked about everything we needed to talk about, you know, for worst case scenarios. And then I guess maybe after a few weeks, we started to kind of pull ourselves together. And then we said, you know, what we need to try and focus on is, you know, not letting a dark cloud hover over our head.
Well, when you were diagnosed, what did your doctor tell you?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, he told me that it was bad. It was really bad. I mean, that was basically what he said. And I didn't ask him for specifics on, you know, how long, you know, what the prognosis was. I could kind of tell more by the faces of the people who came in to see me that it was the worst kind of brain cancer you can have. And then I went up to go see my neuro-oncologist who was in Boston at the time. Her name is Elizabeth Marr, and she's just a wonderful person, an excellent physician, and she's been very positive. She says that, you know, the treatments have changed and that the prognoses are very different than they used to be.
So how have things changed? Was it the treatment? Was it the diagnosis?
Well, it probably wasn't the diagnosis because they're generally, most people find out the same way via seizures, but the treatment is different, and I think that, you know, the surgery is different. They're able to use computers to find out, you know, exactly where the tumor is so that they can go in there and take out as much of it as they can without damaging anything that you need in your brain. And then also using radiation, they can, they're able to map your brain with advanced computers and be able to focus the radiation exactly where they need to. And then the chemotherapy is also different. I almost feel bad calling it chemotherapy because it's a pill I take at home for the first 5 days of each month, a couple pills, and you really don't. The side effects are minimal. I mean, you feel sort of tired. My wife says I'm a little bit cranky. I'm not sure that's actually true, but
it could be the three small children you have.
Yes, that's true.
And what do you think about your prognosis? What do you think it will be?
I guess my focus is really always just sort of on now, and I feel great right now, and I don't know whether in 5 minutes I'll get hit by a bus or whether, you know, anything could happen to any of us at any time, and so I actually don't think about it too much.
Well, Tom Waugh, thank you very much for speaking with us and sharing your story with us.
You're very welcome.